And then I had a, the door steps was down here, you see. I'll just put it like this, where you walk down the door steps. Mm-hmm. And he'd come out here. You see, how when you come out this door here, you come right here to the watershed. Yeah. And my old well was right out here now, you know. But he just had the tickle in the chain. That's the well there, you know. And then you see now, here I didn't have a window there. I had door steps there. Comes out there. And here I had more door steps that comes out like that. And goes out there. Well, and this is the kitchen. Let me go out the kitchen. Kitchen, and this is the now that's the big room, you know.
Big room.
Yeah, the big room. That's all that I had then. We just lived in there.
Okay.
This is doors you come out on your porch. I got something I'd rather talk about drawing that.
That's good.
Yeah,
they
like that.
We've got
to put that. We've got that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put
what do you call that? The place in front of the fire station there, the open fire.
Them old fire tongs. They were fire tongs. And then, and we had a big fireplace. We could just bring in a great big piece of wood and put on it, you know, and it would burn probably all night. Oak wood or something like that would burn probably all night.
What about that?
That's a mantel shelf. Had a mantel shelf, and we'd usually set our little lamp up there. You know, we had lamps to tote. We didn't have no electric lights. We had to tote our lamp everywhere we went. And sometimes if you go in from the house to the kitchen, the lamp would blow out. Then you'd have to get you another match and get your lamp lit. Then I toted my water from the old well out there for all my housework, my cooking and scrubbing, and then I washed out there. I had an old furnace shelter with a big old boiler and a wash pot, and I would boil my clothes and beat and rub them on the end of the trough, and then I had my rub board, and I'd rub them, and, you know. Then we didn't have no clothes pins. I'd just lay my clothes over my line, and then every little while I'd have to go back and pick up my clothes where they'd blowed off or straighten the clothes on the line, you know. Didn't have nothing like that, you know. And then right close to the yard out there was our rock come up, the old mules, you know. We had to tote water and pour in their tub in there, mm-hmm. so they'd have water, you know. And we had cribs out there. We kept fodder. We'd pull our fodder, have our corn, and then we'd have hogs and had our cows. And I always done lots of milk, and I had plenty of milk and good cream and good butter and stuff to eat and to cook with and to use. And then I had all my chickens was on the yard. We didn't have chicken houses and chicken yards then. And then when I got up, I'd raise my biddies on up, and then I'd have me a pen, and I'd shut up some of these fryers in there and feed them stuff. And then when I wanted to kill them, I'd have me a good biddy, good fryer to butcher, you know. I didn't like to cook, kill them off just running loose on the yard. Then if I wanted a good fat hen, I'd usually shut her up, and I'd have that to cook with. And then we had a good sized smokehouse, and we'd kill our own meat, and we'd have good smoked meat, plenty of good ham and middling meat and shoulder meat and all of that. When I had company, heap of dimes, I'd have enough company. I'd cook a whole ham at one meal, fried, and cook it like that, you know, and have good red gravy. And we made our own potatoes, and we made our syrup and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I lived close to a little creek. We called it Cat Creek. And after I was left alone, I'd go down there, I'd get me some earthworms for bait, and you know. And I'd go down there late in the evening, and I'd set out my hooks in this creek. Then I'd come back up the hill to my old house and maybe eat me some supper. After supper, I would take me a flashlight or a torch, and I'd go back to my hooks. And by the time I'd get 10 and 12 and 15,